Hey everyone, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast, whatever time of day it is. I hope that you are having a great day, and if you're not having a great day, I hope that this podcast just brings a little bit of sunshine to your life. This world has a ton of critics, and so my goal is to not be a critic, and my goal is to just be a friend. And sometimes that's good, and sometimes friends tell you what you need to hear, which doesn't feel so good. So, the last few things I've shared about have been more of like psychology, human behavior, and neuroscience, and that's one of my degrees. I have a master's in that. But I have other degrees, and I studied health and wellness for a really long time. I have over 30 certifications in health and wellness too, along with my degrees, and I really like to talk about it. You get to know me, you learn if I feel comfortable around you, I'll talk a lot. And right now I'm here with my dog and Storm makes me feel very comfortable. So I'm going to be super chatty with you on this podcast. But I did study nutrition and I have been asked a lot. I've been able to be the director of nutrition and I've been able to write curriculum and teach it. And it's just so fun. So something I want to talk today about, I'm going to try to keep this podcast shorter, is about magnesium. And I will share a story about my first magnesium experience. Again, I promise I was going to be real and raw. And so I hope you can buckle up because I'm extremely uncomfortable sharing this story, but it is what happened. And hopefully you can find some humor in it. So I had just sold one of my businesses and I decided to, I wanted to find a purpose and a passion working with college students. So I sold the business I had, I took a huge pay cut, and I went from being my own employee and working for myself and having my own and not reporting to anybody really, to having to report to someone and be, you know, kind of on the bottom of the totem pole. And I was stressed about it. So I would get to work early, I would be the first one in the parking lot, and I was really just stressed about doing well. Throughout my life, I've lived with this pressure of trying to be, live a life of excellence. I lived my life under the quote, before my accident, from an Aristotle quote, you've probably heard it, about excellence is not an act, but it's a habit, and we have to make our, lives full of excellence. And so I really did hold myself to a really high stressful standard of constantly producing high quality work and being efficient. And I loved it. I loved being busy. Now that I'm starting to get better and I haven't had as many, head injuries and head hits, I'm forming new neural pathways. Things are coming back. I'm having the weirdest memories, you guys, of like weird childhood memories where I can vividly paint like everything from like what shirt somebody was wearing. And so that's kind of, there's certain memories I want, but others I'm like, why am I remembering that stuff? But that being said, I've always struggled with stressing myself out and not really needing to. When I was in graduate school, I graduated with straight A's and a 4.0, but I really was stressed out about failing. And when I was working, and being a top producing employee, I was stressed about, failing. And I found throughout my life, I've always chronically stressed about failing. And so now that I've lived through this life altering accident, I've learned that, you guys, there's just so much more to life. And so, typically if you're really stressed out, magnesium is something that we really need to talk about. And I learned from a mentor, hey, if you're really stressed, 50, more than, half the population doesn't get enough magnesium. And so I went to the store and I picked up a product that dissolves in water, and I took it, and it was magnesium citrate. And if you have ever taken magnesium citrate before you went to bed, it's great. It'll calm you down. And then I started really liking it. So then I just brought, it wasn't like I was drinking like booze or anything. I was taking a magnesium and I brought it to work, and I was really stressed out that day about, production. And so I drank like a bunch of magnesium. And if you're not familiar with magnesium citrate, it will give you kind of a laxative effect. And so I was wearing these like light, like pale pink linen pants from Miss Me. And I used to dress up like, you know, to the nines when I would work. So I had these different colors of these Miss Me like linen pants. And I was so nervous because I was losing myself in the bathroom, if that makes sense. Like, there was nothing firm coming out the other end. So I was like running to the bathroom with like, you know, 5-inch, 6-inch platform, like white wedges on, and like terrified that I was gonna poop my pants at my job. So I learned that, you know, not all forms of magnesium are alike. And so I'm gonna just kind of talk a little bit about it if you think you might be deficient in magnesium. Again, this podcast is not designed to give you any medical, you know, definitely check with your doctor. Don't go into any drastic changes unless you discuss it with your primary care physician. This is just something that I've learned and some information that has really helped me. And if you would like to listen to it, definitely run it through your healthcare provider and make sure that it's a good fit for you. And if you hear anything else from a podcast telling you what to do, they should give you that disclaimer if they are a trained professional. So there's a lot of different symptoms if you are deficient in magnesium. You know, sometimes you'll see athletes be deficient in, you know, certain things that they need. So, you know, for magnesium, you can actually see muscle spasms and tightness, tremors, menstrual cramps, constipation, headaches, fatigue, and heart palpitations. Now, I struggle with headaches every day, but I do notice that the form of magnesium I take can actually really help with my headaches. And a lot of us are chronically tired and chronically stressed. And so, you know, there's different causes of magnesium deficiency. And I just kind of described the physical symptoms. And so there's actually, as I just said, you know, some of the podcast I shared before was more psychological. And so this is more nutritional. But, you know, there is some psychological symptoms. And those can include things like not being able to sleep or suffering from insomnia, having low mood, anxiety, and irritability. So let's look at our population. Statistically, half of us don't get enough magnesium. And if you're looking at the symptoms, you're like, man, a lot of people are pretty cranky. You know, maybe don't take a chill pill. Maybe go get yourself some magnesium. But some of the causes, so let's go into the causes of magnesium deficiency. And then I would like to go into the forms and if there's certain forms that you think would fit you best. Again, talk with your healthcare provider before implementing any change. So, don't even get me started on this high horse, the depleted food sources. So basically, if you've ever heard me talk, our food is not what it used to be. Gosh, like our soils are messed up, how we process things are messed up, products are contaminated, all sorts of stuff. But our modern day farming and food processing techniques have really depleted the magnesium levels in our diet. So, you know, that's something that, you know, a lot of people think, and when I got my first nutrition degree, we were taught, you know, you want to get all of your, you know, nutrition from food. So, you know, you only supplement when necessary. And, you know, a lot of doctors, a lot of my colleagues, a lot of my, you know, really good mentors, we really do like to take a multivitamin just because there is so much depletion going on in a lot of our different things. And most doctors, if you survey, and this has kind of been statistically done, take a multi. But again, you have to see if you're getting enough of magnesium. So I talked briefly about stress, but stress is another cause that causes us to lose magnesium through our kidneys and our urine. And if you are on certain drugs, so anything like caffeine, America, coffee, alcohol, you get my drift. There's women who like coffee by day, wine by night. That can cause you to be deficient in magnesium. But if you want to get more into it, you know, proton pump inhibitors, antacids, some antibiotics can actually deplete magnesium levels. So if you're on an antibiotic like a Z-Pak, you know, you may want to make sure you're getting enough magnesium. And there's a lot of different ways to get that. So also, so if you if you think you have any of the symptoms of magnesium, there's actually several. I think I said menstrual cramps, but you know, for a female, magnesium can be like a godsend during that time of the month. So, you know, kind of try to stay on the natural route. I feel like a lot of the medications that we take can really, you know, not be that great for us to always be on something. So, I'm at 10 minutes. I'm doing really well, and I'm going to wrap this up. So there's different forms of magnesium, and so this is where you probably haven't heard, but I'm going to actually spell it so you can look it up if you want to. But there's multiple different forms, and so the first one I'm going to talk about is magnesium glycinate. It's good for people who struggle with migraines, or who have a deficiency. Glycinate doesn't have a laxative property, so it also helps with sleep, anxiety, and calming inflammation in the body. So if you are someone who deals with a lot of anxiety and you're worried about pooping your pants and you deal with migraines, magnesium glycinate may be an option for you to look into and discuss with your healthcare provider, as well as all the other forms I'm going to list. I'm just kind of front loading you here just because of our world and liability, right? So the next I'm going to talk about is topical magnesium. You've ever gone into like a health food store and you see a magnesium lotion. When my mom was in the hospital with her hip, hip replacement, I would take magnesium lotion. I would rub it into her arms. It appears to have some more healing properties than sulfate. And so, it's, you know, you can find it in lotions, baths, foot soaks, but it's also important to combine it with another form of magnesium because that alone is not going to do that much for you. So I talked about magnesium citrate. It's the best studied form and it's good bioavailability. It is used as a laxative and is not really tolerated as well in higher doses, but it does mix well with liquids. So if you're looking to take a liquid supplement, typically if you get any of those and you flip back to the nutritional facts, you'll see on the very back magnesium citrate. One of my beefs with supplements is if you don't know the supplement world, the stuff that you're taking, just because it looks good and has good marketing, it may not be the best quality. And I was recommended to this brand of magnesium from a friend, and it was not just magnesium, it had like enzymes in it and probiotics, and so she was really excited about it. And I flipped it over and it said magnesium oxide, and I'm like in the back of my head, oh my gosh, this girl does not know about magnesium oxide. And magnesium oxide is actually very inexpensive. But you know, if you take it, it's not very bioavailable or well absorbed compared to other forms. It's commonly used for constipation or heartburn. It's just, if I'm going to take a supplement, I'm going to take something that I know, is going to be very well absorbed into my body. So the ones that I take is magnesium L-threonate, and that is best for the cognitive function, brain fog, and there's no laxative properties, but I do combine it with other forms of magnesium. It helps with, you know, I take three different forms in a form of a supplement on my therapy days. So there is one thing though, if you take magnesium citrate, or magnesium glycinate, it will help you sleep. It helps with, you know, sleep anxiety, inflammation. But magnesium L-threonate is actually potentially energizing and you should take it in the morning so it doesn't keep you up. So not all magnesium is the same. So it's good to know what form you're taking. Magnesium malate is good for fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome. It's also a magnesium that is energizing and is, you know, good availability. It's not the best, But it is, again, kind of like magnesium L-threonate, and it's good to take it in the morning because of the energizing properties that it has. The last one I'm going to talk about that I take is magnesium taurate, and it is also really great for heart-related issues and migraine. I have suffered from migraines since my accident. Before, I would get migraines and they would last for days, and I would lose my vision, and it was really bad. I had a hard time with seeing. My vision would start to go, and I would start vomiting. I lost weight really fast because I couldn't keep food down, and it was really hard to manage migraines. I do not handle stress well at all now. I handle stress better now, but you know, after the injury and you know, over the last 6 months, I've really been able to heal better. But I have really bad migraines, and it's awful. It's a sharp pain, and I actually, my vision will start, starting to go. And there's two things I lose my vision with. One is through migraines, and the other one is when my blood pressure starts to drop. I'll go sometimes. When I stand up, it'll go completely black and I can't see anything. And then when I come to, I'll realize I passed out. And other times, it kind of grays and then it goes back to clear, and it's hard to, kind of figure out. But over time, I've been healing and I've had some phenomenal doctors and I've been working hard. There's no substitute for hard work. But one of the things I do take is magnesium taurate, and it's really helped me with my migraines, and it's helped me, I believe, with my heart. Magnesium taurate has actually been shown to reduce heart attacks and promote stable blood sugar. It's really difficult to find a good brand that's not mixed with other forms, so just know that. But when I did my rotations underneath, primary care, I shadowed a doctor and a PA. And the two, most common things that are treated are related to the heart or diabetes. And those are the two things that are really killing our country. So having a healthy heart and, not developing type 2 diabetes. If you're not aware of type 2 diabetes, type 2 diabetes is there's two types, type 1 and type 2. And if you have type 2 diabetes, I can probably get into a podcast about diabetes, but you can treat it with exercise and nutrition, and you can cure it through that. Heart disease and diabetes are two really important killers in our country. And so that's why I like to really promote good health of the heart, blood sugar. And if you struggle from having low blood sugar, you want to try to keep your blood sugar stabilized, as well as if you are struggling with weight loss. Sometimes if you're not maintaining your blood sugar, some people will eat food and their blood sugar drops so low that they end up over consuming calories and bad calories, and it can actually reverse all of the hard work that they're putting into their fitness journey. A few cautions as I wrap this up, and I hit my goal of under 20 minutes. Want to caution you to watch for fillers or additives. Gelatin and magnesium stearate can sometimes not be tolerated, and just again, the fewer ingredients in your supplements, the better. So that wraps this podcast up. My goal was 20 minutes about magnesium. If you have any other questions, I know you can look up on Google deficiency symptoms and causes. I really just mainly wanted to go over the different forms so that you know that you can take a different form of magnesium and it might work better than the one that you're currently taking. So that's it. I hope that you guys have a great day. Remember, the sun is shining today, and it's time to go out and win the day. And I can't wait to see you for the next podcast. Have a great day.